This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
The people of Kurdistan have made their decision and entered a new phase. Let nobody blame us for this. Instead of threats and punishments, come and let's have a serious discussion and let's give dialogue a chance.
Kurdistan has finally voted to secede from five countries at once, three of which are hostile to the Kurds. The voter turnout of 5 million voters representing 28 million Kurds declaring Kurdistan sovereignty reached 72%, according to the Electoral Commission. Turkish President Erdogan declares he will starve the Kurds to death.
He's ready to starve them to death. He said that. He said they're not going to get any food. And this is not something to be taken lightly, because 102 years ago, the Ottoman Empire did precisely that to the Armenians. They starved them to death. When I was a boy, I was told to eat everything on my plate because of the starving Armenians. It was still a concept in the United States in the 1950s. That was such a horrendous event. And I think that Erdogan feels that he can do it again.
The Kurdish leadership is being accused of treason by Turkey's president.
Zaten ortada kalacaksın.
They'll be left in the lurch when we start imposing our sanctions. It'll be over when we close the oil taps. All their revenues will vanish, and they will not be able to find food and clothes when our trucks stop going into northern Iraq.
Their independence clearly harms Erdogan's plans to become Islam's great caliph. Could we be facing a repeat of what the Turks, then known as the Ottoman Empire, unleashed on the Armenians in the early 20th century, committing a genocide on 1.5 million Armenians? The Kordofan people, who would one day be known as the Kurds, have occupied what is now known as Kurdistan since 189 BC. Over 2,000 years later, the Kurds gained semi-autonomy in a 1970 agreement with the Iraqi government and then reestablished that autonomy in 2005. The U.S. State Department complains the United States is deeply disappointed that the Kurdistan regional government decided to conduct today a unilateral referendum on independence, including in areas outside of the Iraqi Kurdistan region. We believe this step will increase instability and hardships for the Kurdistan region and its people. Iraq's Shiite-dominated government in Baghdad has made it clear that they will not recognize the referendum's results and have demanded that Kurdistan surrender its airports. But it's still unclear how Iraq can prevent Kurdish independence. Turkey is concerned that the PKK separatists, who have waged an insurgency for 3 decades, killing more than 40,000 people, will ramp up their reign of terror.
It's not the matter of fighting against the PKK. It's a Kurdish freedom movement in Turkey. So his main target is not the PKK here. His main target is the Kurdish nation in general. So he's actually mentioned in, I believe, 2006 or 2007, even in South Africa, he would not let the Kurds form a Kurdish nation, a Kurdish state.
Iran and Syria also oppose the referendum. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
We'll be right back. so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Those are the words of John Adams, the second president of the United States. Are you ignorant of the private Federal Reserve? Do you understand the nature of our fiat currency? Do you understand how a private corporation has the ability to create boom and bust cycles and to profit from it? What kind of leverage do these people in the Federal Reserve have over the American people? Or for that matter, what kind of leverage do the Saudis have over our money? Will you be a slave or will you be free? Adams also said, liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Join the InfoWars. Spread the information. Educate yourself and others. The truth shall set you free. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
We are live today. It is September 28th, 2017, and welcome to the War Room. It is now 3:06 and 22 seconds. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me back fresh off the road from D.C., the nation's swamp capital, Michael Zimmerman. Plus, we got the great crew in there who I'm sure will be popping in from time to time. Dermot Breen's going to be joining us later in the show along with Facebook, media maven, Outlaw Morgan. So, and we also have Roger Stone joining us today to talk about the fallout of what happened with his testimony and any other news he has, any other new news. If there's any fallout from this Ray Moore win, what he's been hearing through his sources. But we're going to start off today with a little tech news, I guess. Every once in a while, you see the system set up things and they don't tell anybody what they're about. And people start asking questions and they're told, shut up, slave. Literally. And That's even the quote here. He said no comment, which means shut up, slave. That's what I see it as.
We're not going to tell you what we're spending $100 million on.
All right. What are we talking about? Well, we're not talking about the art pieces that are in Chicago that you guys could Google that and check that out, that had cameras in them to spy on people.
Of course.
We're not talking about gunshot detectors that are put all around cities nationwide to eavesdrop on people. No. We're talking about these new mysteries surrounding metal towers that have appeared in New York City at the bridges and tunnels going in and out of the city. And here's the article from CBS New York. Mystery surrounds metal towers popping up in tunnels and bridges. Mysterious metal towers are popping up at local tunnels, and soon they'll start appearing at bridges, too. Points of entry.
Exactly. And exit.
But even people on the MTA board in charge of the towers can't say why they're being used and what's in them, Dave Carlin reports. The MTA's man in charge of the bridges and tunnels, Cedric Fulton, dodged Carlin's questions on Wednesday. I said no comment. And we have video of that. So let's roll the video.
It's not really nice.
Jose Lugo says these tall metal towers quickly popped up after Brooklyn Battery Tunnel toll booths came down.
We don't really know what's the purpose of this.
It's a $100 million MTA project full of secrecy, with 18 of these for the tunnels and bridges. So what are they exactly?
Are you saying you can't comment to me? You
know, that's the MTA's man in charge of bridges and tunnels, Cedric Fulton, dodging our questions.
Not even later? Can we talk to you about it, or can I make a...
Some MTA board members, including New York City Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg, say
these are not just decorative for $100 million.
They light up at night.
They're aluminum.
Board members felt like they didn't have all the details they would have wanted, myself included.
Residents who say they suspect there is much more going on.
So even the board members being kept in the dark
wonder, will they ever know what's going on inside them?
I'm going to guess it's probably not just a decoration.
It's a bit mind-boggling that the MTA is approving
that they're not telling you what they're going to be using them for.
It appears to us to be big decorative pylons.
John Caney is leader of the watchdog group Reinvent
Decorative
Albany.
What we're asking for is transparency from the MTA.
We demanded answers from MTA Chairman Joe Loda.
Some of your own board members say they don't know the specifics.
The base.
I'm going to go ahead and say, "Shut up, slave."
new pieces that are going up include whatever fiber optics are necessary for this homeland.
What word can I say?
In other words, anti-terror technology. Could it one day include facial recognition? We don't know. He won't say.
Nobody's
I'm not
saying.
At liberty to discuss that.
So watch as more of these expensive towers
rise. So they're hundreds of millions of dollars. No, it's literally a $100 million project. Yeah. I'll let you go first. What do you think they're going to be using?
I think they're putting these in place. I bet the people in the MTA don't even actually know what's going inside of them.
They probably don't.
They've probably been told, put something here that has this much internal volume, that has power going to it, that has fiber optic.
You're
going to
pay for it, and we're not going to tell you what it is.
And then, exactly, we're going to take over the rest of this project. I imagine they're going to be filling them. Like you said, these are ingress and egress points to the city. They want to detect things that are in vehicles. They're parallel to the road. We already know they have technology down at the border where they're basically able to X-ray trucks that are driving through.
Mobile X-rays.
I can see that being one of the things they use it for.
Yep.
I don't think, of course they're going to put cameras on these things.
License plate reading technology.
But those are the things you can see. There's lots of things, sensors they can have that you can't
probably some
see.
Radioactive sensors.
Exactly. So they can detect radiation as trucks are driving into the city. Mm-hmm. If there's a dirty bomb in the back, that would be emitting radiation and would that register a spike on both ends of the tunnel as it's driving through, potentially shut that down before it goes off in the city. Or they would know about it at least. So there's lots of different technologies they could pack into these things. But I don't believe the people in the MTA probably even know what's going to go into them.
Hey guys,
high ups
do. There's also on the new $100 bills are RFID readers. If they're shooting out a signal, they actually
could be picked up by RFID readers.
If you're holding, if you have a bag of.
How much money is coming into the city and out of the city?
Yeah,
that's possible.
They can see anybody with a large amount of cash, through a trunk or anything.
So there's your answer. That's what's inside those mysterious towers. It's going to be total information awareness, which is what the government is always interested in. They want to know who's carrying their money. In fact, I think you can put those new $100 bills inside a microwave and roast those RFID readers.
I didn't know that they actually had RFID in them. And then, of course, there's the difference between active and passive.
You can pull out the slip. You can pull out the sliver. People do it all the time.
I thought it was like a holographic strip in there. Yeah, look into that while we talk about this. There's active and passive RFID.
Right.
One only works from a couple inches away. That's passive RFID. It has no battery in it. So we've got key cards to get into the building here and for time clocks and other things. Those are passive RFID. They don't have a battery, so they only work from, a couple inches away. You actually
have
to tap it on the thing.
That we know of.
Then active RF, it has to do with the coil size and things like that. The one in a pet, the little microchip in there. That's why they actually you have to touch the scanner onto it.
Right.
And so that's why it has to be brought into
vest. What about the ones that are about this big that you could supposedly put in your wallet and check your, and find out where you left your keys?
Those actually work with Bluetooth. Like you've got one of those tags, I think. Mm-hmm.
I lose my keys.
Those are little Bluetooth beacons. And a lot of people will put them on keys or in their wallet. So those actually work by other people who have those tags. And they're relying on the fact that people carry cell phones around that have Bluetooth and cellular. And they pick up and report on the locations of tags. So if someone has one of those and you have that app installed, you're reporting back to their servers the location of it. So those use a little coin cell battery and Bluetooth low energy technology.
And I guarantee these are all hooked up to a threat fusion center that are all, if you go to any major city, DHS over the last few years during the Obama administration was putting in threat fusion centers, giant rooms with TVs everywhere. In fact, one of the companies that put in our TV wall, they had just gotten done doing the one in Austin. And I said, can we get a tour? He's like, nobody gets a tour of that. That's how secretive they keep these, but it's cameras everywhere. It's tracking what you're doing. It's facial recognition. But what do we have to hide, right? Yeah.
There was actually, and sorry to throw this on you guys, but there was a clip that came out the other day. See if y'all can find it from China that was showing basically these cameras they had on the streets that were identifying vehicles, identifying people walking down the road.
And we've shown the videos here of the cop driving down the street with the camera's on the top, and he's driving through a parking lot. He's like, oh, parking tickets. This guy's got warrants. This is just going bing, 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 and it's license plate scanners. So that's what these are going to be.
There was one of those driving through my apartment complex the other day.
Right, probably looking for deadbeats or people who owe the state money. Oh, look at that.
Cars that need to be...
Go back to that. Go back to that big spot, that multi-cam shot. That was intense. Yeah, that right there. That's what your threat fusion center looks like. That's what they're scanning, looking for signs of life. Now, the interesting thing is, will these new androids that they're building that people are freaking out about, will their facial recognition
register on
these. There's a lot of money in being able to tell the emotions of people. And IBM has done that with their
You can tell people by their walk.
They can, this is the video in China is talking about. One of the things with IBM's Watson system that they sell to companies is basically a help desk kind of thing. They can analyze text. So if someone sends an email complaining, it can say, well, this person's upset. This person is happy. You know, just by the words and the type of language you're using without directly saying how someone feels about it. That's a service that they sell to businesses. So the same thing could be applied to video. Someone walking down the street, this person's mad, this person's gonna go do something.
Let's use our predictive programming and see where they're gonna go. Oh, they're walking towards a bank. Let's send the cops there now. Let's get him as he comes out. Who knows what it's gonna be used for? Definitely the future is wild and who knows what's coming down the pike, but that's what's going in those metal towers. And when we come back, we're gonna look at some video of a lifelike robot. Or is it a human? We don't know, but we'll tell you right after this break. You're watching the War Room. Infowars.com/show is where you can send
Please out listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. refresh your breath, and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. We are live here 10 hours a day at the Central Texas Command Center, starting at 8 a.m. to 11 with Real News with David Knight. Then we do the Alex Jones Show from 11 to 3, and then 3 to 6, War Room, which is where you are now. I'm Rob Dew, Michael Zimmerman. And last segment, we were talking about the spy grid that's being installed in New York, as if they don't have enough cameras installed already. They're going state-of-the-art. This is the newest technology. I bet they're all geeked about it. Well, let's go to another type of technology, which is robotics and artificial intelligence, something we've been looking at here at InfoWars for a long time. Last week, I must have caused a stir because I still keep getting feedback from the fact that Putin said he's afraid robots are going to eat people, and I showed evidence that, hey, that could happen. And everybody's running around saying, no, in 10 years,
it could happen.
I'll be proven right.
It could happen.
They're going to have had the first robot that's caught eating
somebody. Robot murder.
It's going to happen.
Robots on bath salt going around eating people's faces off. This is your future.
But now let's look at a different robot, or is it a robot? This is from the Daily Mail. Can you tell if she's a robot or a human? Life-like android, which they put in quotes, at a Tokyo gaming conference baffles social media. Guys, you can roll that video over top while we're talking about it. There she is. Ooh. Oh, hello. I am your friend. She even breathes like a human.
Because it is a human.
Yeah, in fact, if you go down, I think seven, yeah. Visitors could be forgiven for thinking the apparently man-made machine was in fact a real-life human, as the video shows stunning details on her face, movements, and limbs.
It's interesting because with a lot of these robots, you have the whole thing called the uncanny valley. It looks very human, but there's something off about it when you look at it. In this case, you have a human trying to be a robot, you know, trying to make kind of robotic movements. But you can still tell looking at it that this is a human. This is something they do a lot at a lot of these, you know, game shows, things like that. They have, you know, these promotional models wearing, you know, costumes or in
suits. Yes, waving as robots. Guys, I asked y'all to look up something from Hanson Robotics. And this is where the technology really is. This is about how far it is right now. These guys have been pioneering robots for a long time. There's an Einstein robot. There's a, and that looks pretty damn real.
Is this a robot?
I think that's fake, but this is real. That's the one I was looking for. Yeah. There it is right there. The bald guy threw me off there for a second. Cause you can see the back, well, of course the back of her head's open. But that's about where they are lifelike at this point. That's about how lifelike these robots really are. And very interesting, though, the technology and the way it's going.
It's very hard to emulate all the facial movements that people are capable of.
A lot of lots neck of muscles, detail. A lot of things moving around. But they're getting better, let me tell you. It's not going to be long.
We're
not
going to be able to tell. In 5 years, you won't be able to tell if it's a robot or not.
Right.
But then, of course... walking is another thing entirely. You can have something standing there that looks human. When they actually get to walking, that's still an issue there.
You see the little movements on the corner of her mouth too. I'm looking back behind me at the Asian robot at the Tokyo Gaming Festival. The Asian bot. See, you've got hairs that are, they're so lifelike. They're kind of wispy.
So she has a LED on the side of her head to also sell the whole robotic look more.
Right. Very good. Very interesting. So there it is there. Sorry if we were being quiet there for those of you listening to us in radio land, but we were amazed at the lifelike human at the Tokyo Gaming Conference. Now, what has all this spawned, though? All this AI technology has spawned a man named Anthony Lewandowski, who's created a new religion worshiping artificial intelligence. So he's preparing for the singularity. We've seen the singularity candidate for president who was driving around in his coffin. Remember that? Everybody's going to upload their consciousness. I think we had him here in InfoWars. I forget his name right off the bat, but he was running for president. He was all about AI, all about the singularity.
We've got another AI weirdo who might be running for president, driving around trying to, who is actually a robot, driving around trying to act like a human.
Who's that?
Zuckerberg.
I am your Facebook leader. I look out for bad content. So documents uncovered as part of a separate court case reveal that multi-million-dollar Silicon Valley elitist Anthony Lewandowski started a religion based around the concept of worshiping artificial intelligence as God. Lewandowski, who is currently embroiled in a high-profile lawsuit with Google over accusations he stole sensitive data about their self-driving car program and gave it to Uber, founded a religious organization called Way of the Future 2 years ago. The goal is to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence, in line with the species reaching the singularity, at which point computers will surpass humanity in human intelligence. Although the group has not responded to requests from the IRS, it must submit annually to operate as a nonprofit religious corporation. Documents filed with California show that Lewandowski is Way of the Future CEO, president, and that he aims, through understanding the worship of the Godhead, to contribute to the betterment of society, reports Wired magazine.
So maybe all these California weirdos will move to this instead of Scientology. They'd be very upset if all their weirdo multimillionaires and billionaires.
So you've got
switch weird religion.
Scientology is kind of morphed into New Age, is now morphing into this AI worship. And there you can see from Wired, God is a bot and Anthony Lewandowski is his messenger. So, you know, that's what happens when you get a lot of money. You start thinking crazy ideas.
They all think we live in a simulation. Everything's, you know, and virtual, you know, and we want to build this VR, then we can go live in one layer deeper.
Right.
Nope. God made the universe. We live in the universe God created, and when you die, you go to heaven or hell. That's reality. You can make AI, artificial intelligence with computers, things like that. But at the end of the day, dirt's dirt, air is air. There's a God in heaven.
And at some point, somebody's going to pull the plug on your server. And there you go. But there is an interesting version kind of taking this. I think it's on Black Mirror. It's called San Junipero, where people are excellent uploading their consciousness into and living out as they're dying. They're living out their final days and in this realm because they can walk around and do things and enjoy life.
There's another Black Mirror where they are able to basically bring people back after they've died.
So that's a
phone call from their spouse.
Yeah. It's
a very interesting show, and it explores the possibilities of every episode is different. It explores the possibilities of, you know, what could happen in this techno dystopia future.
It's a lot of that. That's what they centered around. So I would suggest if you haven't watched any of those, go check them out because it really breaks down a lot of things and makes you really ponder. I've never watched an episode and gone, that was lame. They've all been pretty good. Now guys, of course, when we get back later in about 30 minutes, we're going to have Roger Stone on. We're going to be talking the NFL, of course. Sports Illustrated released their new cover, which I have somewhere in my Twitter. You can see that they kind of took all these guys kneeling and stuff, and then they put the pink pussy hats on top of them. Look, there it is. I mean, I can't believe even Sports Illustrated is making fun of these guys.
That's actually from Sports Illustrated's Twitter?
Yeah, right there. No, somebody else made that, and then I put it out on Twitter. But that is the Sports Illustrated cover, and these overpriced athletes are bitching about this cover. Why? Because Colin Kaepernick's not there. We'll be right back after this. You're watching InfoWars.com's War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Joining me is Michael Zerman. InfoWars.com/show is a free stream that you can send out to everybody. Send it out right now. What else are you going to do during this next break?
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room Show. I'm Michael Zimmerman, and Rob Dew here, filling in for Owen Schroyer as he is still on his wonderful vacation, much needed. And today we've been talking about all of these AI and technology things going on, but it can also backfire, as we've seen recently with this networks of all these airlines going down, stranding passengers at the airport. But
that's right. In fact, it's kind of a microcosm of the whole system that everybody kind of depends on for their information, traveling, getting banking. Places. It's all kind of crumbling down, and we're going to get to that in 1 second. But first, I want to tell you about the big sales that are going on at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off our incredibly popular vitamin mineral fusion formula, and it's helped you get optimum health with all the necessary vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Take advantage of our 50% off sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Alexa Pure Breeze is 20% off. That is the air cleaner that's... We have several of these floating around the office. Michael Zimmerman's been instrumental in promoting these, showing how they in real time, and I'm kind of laughing when I say this because I'm gonna let it out and tell everybody, Michael, your dirty secret.
He's talking about how I will stand there and use this vapor electronic cigarette into it.
Yeah,
which actually
you make it angry,
and yeah, the light turns red when you start blowing into it because it's filtering out that particulate in the
exactly.
air.
Exactly, you can see it work.
A video came out yesterday of Sean Hannity as they were playing a clip, pulling out a little e-cig, puffing on that, having a sip of water, and then coming back from the clip.
There you go, Sean Hannity. He's a cig bro.
Sean Hannity's a vape.
A vape. We get it. You vape, Sean. We get it.
Greg Gutfeld.
And Luxpure Pro is also 20% off, and all Emrex Essential Packs are 50% off. And this week, 35% off our popular Brain Force Plus formula with the promo code SUPERCHARGE. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check all those out. So let's get to this global airport chaos because, as they say, the devil's in the details, and it seems like the software used by 100 of the airlines, Altea, had a network failure somehow. I guess this is what I like. The program's creator, Amadeus. That's this guy's name.
I'm saying in the break, this sounds like a movie. Amadeus, the creator of Altea, that all the systems run on.
He's like blaming it on a network failure. Amadeus. So it affected Lundwoods Gatwick, Heathrow airports, airports in New York, Australia, Paris, Washington, Singapore, South Korea, and South Africa, among many other locations.
And the way they've built these systems at this point, if they go down, the planes can't take off.
Right. Because there's no people.
Everything relies
on. They can't process the people.
They cannot
to get in.
Check that the passengers are boarded right. They can't just switch to, you know, paper. Like if the credit card terminal goes down, they just, you know,
right.
swipe your card through the little thing that makes an imprint of it.
Yeah.
Which actually they can't do that with most cards these days because they're
chip.
Actually, yeah, it's chip or it's not even raised
There's
on the
no
card.
Raised numbers.
Printed on there.
Yeah.
But they can't just switch to paper for boarding an aircraft or, you know, loading on all the fuel to the plane. If the computer systems go down, the planes aren't going anywhere.
That's true. And so that's what we had. We had global chaos all day yesterday.
By a single switch. So they're talking about a network switch here, which is a device with lots of ports on it and it's, you know, switching traffic. You'd have a bunch of servers plugged into a switch or a bunch of computers plugged into a switch. So a single switch apparently went down is what it's saying, which is also a reason to build redundancy into your networks, especially when you're an industry that doing billions of dollars of business every day.
And a manual option, a fallback manual option where they all go manual and everybody pulls out clipboards and starts checking things off and writing right. things down and checking
Which,
IDs.
Where are you going to print your passenger list from?
The great thing is they can do it all with cell phones now because you could print a passenger manifest of people checking in, take a photo of that, send it to the gate.
What system are you printing it from if you have no access to the computer systems?
No,
servers there.
You have paper manifests that have where you put the name, where they're flying,
right.
and you can do it all. But that takes more manpower.
We're very dependent on the technology now.
Exactly.
And things have moved faster because of that, but also it causes failures. You know, they're able to just scan your boarding pass at the gate.
Right.
It
goes ding,
yep.
ding.
You walk on.
Now, another sign, of course, we saw this sign coming from a mile away. In fact, we were instrumental in this sign happening. It's come out today on Daily Caller, Infowars.com, and The Week. Did Donald Trump defeat Megyn Kelly? As you know, this week she started her foray into morning show, Today show. It was sort of like a Today show, that version of morning program where everything's happy and fun. And
Megyn Kelly
get
defeated Megyn Kelly.
Well, yeah.
NBC brought her on and they were trying to make her this hard-hitting journalist. And from the very beginning, she had a rocky start with her Putin interview, then her Alex Jones interview, which we completely defeated her in. She's like, Alex, this isn't going to be a hit piece. Well, we're not idiots here at InfoWars.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be.
Oh,
that's why
really, Meg?
Alex Jones recorded his phone calls with you. He recorded his interview with you. So when you cut him up and you take him out of context, he's going to expose you. So that hurt her numbers. The one question I asked her when she was here at InfoWars is, did Putin speak any English to you when you went to go interview him? She's like, no. Putin speaks English. He doesn't respect you. That's why he made every conversation even just saying, oh.
Very awkward. Right.
Exactly. He's like, I'm going to make you use a translator. I don't respect you.
He did say at the end of, I think, when she was on the forum where they're all on stage at one point, he said, don't worry, be happy. That was one of his English translated remarks. So in only 3 days, Megyn Kelly's new daytime NBC show, the program has already been dragged down by a series of offensive remarks, cringeworthy interactions, and awkward moments. It's been so bad, even John Oliver, went after her, which so that's the them eating their own, which is the first sign that you're dying when your peers start destroying you.
Does she have a laugh track and studio audience like John Oliver does?
I don't think so. And probably not 20 writers writing his jokes either.
Like we don't have signs telling people when to laugh on this show. I mean, occasionally we're funny here, but you know, would like to leave that up to you. If something we said was funny, laugh at it. But
right. Well, she made a weird gay comment to this guy who's a big fan of, and look, they're laughing in the control room in our ear. Also, she rode a tandem bike with Al Roker and then did a weird dance move. And then I guess yesterday, when she interviewed Hanoi Jane, she asked her about her plastic surgery, and she got a vocal bitch slap. Psh, like, don't you dare ask me that. I'm Hanoi Jane.
What about your plastic surgeries, Megyn Kelly? What have you had done?
Exactly. So she's writhing in the cauldron right now. We have the NFL writhing in their cauldron, and all this just goes to show you that the system is breaking down and the alternative media is rising. There's the cover of the Sports Illustrated of the players linking arms. And, of course, Steph Curry is mad. Let's find that article. Where is it?
What these people don't understand is that virtue signaling in the short term may get you some applause from these people. Right. But they're not the ones going out and spending money.
No.
The NFL, the people filling your stadiums are not these college SJW
snowflakes.
Kids, snowflakes.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't care about
buying season passes. Sorry. Yeah. If you've ever been to a professional sporting event, you know they're not the ones there spending money.
It's pot-bellied American males.
It's the, you know, people there buying the big beers, and that's not your audience.
Look at
that. So by pandering to these people.
Well, they all got hats on. I love it.
You're destroying yourself.
I love it. Warrior star Stephon Curry and coach Steve Kerr blast Sports Illustrated cover on anthem protest because it does not feature ex-49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Hey, the difference is all these guys are either coaching or owning a team or they're playing in the game currently. Colin Kaepernick is not.
Oh.
He's not. That's why he's not on the cover. You see, they're not taking retired players. Ray Lewis isn't on there. He participated in this. He's not on there. Yeah. Now, I think that's the owner of like the Ravens or the Jacksonville Jaguars or something. And that guy gave $1 million to Trump's campaign. I forget his name, but he's a big Trump fan. So, of course, you can't please these people no matter what you do. And we're going to have more on the NFL later in the show with Darren McBreen and Outlaw Morgan. Darren McBreen is officially burned his jersey.
He's going to be burning his jersey.
Yeah, he's going to.
He had a sticker on his desk on his speakers that he peeled off yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So slowly
I called him out on the show the other day when I was in D.C. I said, Darren, it's time to burn your jerseys.
That's it. So we'll be back with more after this. Don't forget Roger Stone's joining us in just about 20 minutes. And you're watching the Infowars.com live version of the War Room. This is there's Darren McGreen right now. Probably setting up some clips for his appearance in just an hour and 28 minutes. We'll be right back after this. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show is the free stream.
James Madison, the father of the Bill of Rights, wrote, "Where an excess of power prevails, property of no sort is duly respected. No man is safe in his opinions, in his person, in his faculties, or in his possessions." Is there any question that we have an excess of power in Washington? The only question is, how do we contain it? And how do we remove that power from Washington to our local communities to the individual? That is the ultimate concern. The concentration of power, the excess of power, was always the chief concern of the founders of this country. It was why the Anti-Federalists opposed the Constitution. They believed they put safeguards in the Constitution to abuse that concentration of power. But as James Madison also pointed out, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. The people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power that knowledge gives. Arm yourself with the information of what your rulers are doing, of what the real constraints upon them are. Only then will you have the courage to nullify their actions. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So turning our attention to the Korean Peninsula, Russia is starting to put troops on their border near the peninsula. China's pulling its businesses out of North Korea. And Daily Mail released this. These portraits of American soldiers attacking women with pliers, murdering babies, and it's propaganda from North Korea. This is what they did during the Korean War is what they're saying. So there you can see these are the GIs attacking women. They're about to hang this guy. They're throwing babies into pits.
So they actually have
sawing this guy's head off.
A whole museum of propaganda stuff like this in Pyongyang, along with captured American aircraft.
Throwing babies down wells. Yesterday they were shooting planes with pencil rockets.
Oh.
I particularly like this one because this guy is stoic. He's like a Joan of Arc.
That's a really good painting.
Yeah. He's like, you can burn me, but you can't stop me. And it's all based on the Sinchon massacre of 1950 is what the North Koreans are saying. The South Korean military forces being allowed to by the U.S. military killed about 35,000 people over 52 days, which is about half the population of Sinchon. And Chicago Tribune writer back in 1989, Uli Schmitzer, said, if there's any evidence that Sinchon massacre existed, it's long been obscured. So people aren't, definite that this actually happened. And the North Koreans seem to think it happened. It might have happened. I don't know.
That's a bad thing. But what country today is threatening to nuke civilians
right. And
to start World War III?
And basically their fellow countrymen.
Right.
The Koreans, North and South, are the same people.
Right.
And they have hundreds of thousands of troops, all the armaments ready to go. In fact, there at the end of this article, there's a great chart of the military might between North Korea and the United States. They have 945,000 active military personnel. We have 1.3 million. Their military budget's about $10 billion.
Which compared to...
Which is, I think, what Elon Musk spent on drilling tunnels underneath L.A. And ours is $582 billion.
Compared to the population sizes, though, per capita, they have a lot more people in their military.
Sure.
But if you see some of these military training videos that they've released as their propaganda, it's funny, there'll be someone talking in the background. You see, it's usually older people, you know, people in their 40s and 50s. We have young, healthy soldiers. Right. And not malnourished middle-aged people. And they're clearing their jamming guns. They don't seem to know how to use them. They're using weapons that are 40, 50 years old.
Well, and there was one picture where they showed these guys that had what they thought were rocket launchers, but they were actually these circular clips.
Oh, right.
Magazines. As you gun people call them. I call them clips. Probably piss off a lot of people out there. Send me your hate mail, robd@inforest.com. So they have those. So it's outdated weapons. Some of the nose cones on their missiles look like they're malformed, like they were made out of cardboard or something. So we don't really know what they have. They say they have an undetermined amount of nuclear weapons, 944 aircraft, 76 submarines, 5,000 tanks, and a little over 950 battleships or battle force ships. That's not battleships. A lot of these are probably destroyer type class or patrol boat type class. They don't have a robust navy, even though they might want you to think that.
Well, and they may have these aircraft. They may have fighter jets that are 40-50 years old, but we've got F-35s. And I'm not someone who's big on the military industrial complex. I think we spend far too much on military, and I'm not someone who wants endless war. But if you're going to start a war with the United States, you're going to lose, especially if you're North Korea.
Yeah, it would be bad for them. That would be major regime change.
Do I think we could take China? Do I think we could take Russia? Absolutely. The U.S. is by far still the most powerful military in the world.
Yeah, but going there, you're going to have a lot more death and destruction.
Yeah, it would be a lot worse.
Hopefully they stay out of it. Hopefully China just puts pressure on North Korea.
Right. Hopefully we don't see a war. But we also do need to see a regime change at some point in that area, because reunification of the Korean Peninsula will only become more difficult as time goes on.
Right.
Because like you were saying, there is one Korean people.
And there's no reason why they shouldn't all be together, and the North enjoying the technology that has been developed in the South.
Well, South Korea has become incredibly prosperous with companies like Samsung and their other electronic manufacturing industries, making them very wealthy in the time that, you know, since they split. Because before the Korean War, pretty much all of Korea was like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, they're no longer just farmers. You know, they have massive cities with skyscrapers, and you know, they're not empty cities like you see in North Korea.
Right. Our giant towers built, and they look like they've been built by exactly. Mud daubers. So we have, South Korea is also getting ready to host the next winter Olympics. And so they're building battlements in areas where they're going to be hosting these games. Let me tell you, that would be insane if you have during the Olympic games, that's when the war kicks off. You would see so much chaos. It would be off the charts. And I imagine.
I'm going off the top of my head here because I haven't looked this up, but I believe I saw an article the other day talking about how some countries were already saying that they would not send their athletes to South Korea.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, and now they're throwing up stats of the Koreans looking at the roads.
Go back to the comparison of people.
The size
of them alone, because people are better fed in countries where you're not malnourished, people are larger.
Right. Eating meat, eating vegetables.
And that's why when you see Kim, he's a pudgy guy, but he's a pretty short guy too.
Yeah. France threatens to withdraw from the Winter Olympics over South Korea's safety concerns. Well, there goes their five medals. We're going to play a video at the break, or not at the break, at the top of the hour. What showcases is from Campus Reform. I just want to go over this article now and we'll play the video. At the top of the hour, angry student steals MAGA hat, demands victim be punished. I don't know what
outrage
world this person lives in or what dimension they reside in, but they steal the guy's hat and then saying he needs to be punished for wearing it. He should not be allowed to wear it. It's racist. It's genocide. It represents the genocide of a bunch of people. A MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat, represents genocide. And we have it on Infowars.com. Trigger warning. Bring that back up, please. I didn't have that article with me. College lefty takes student's MAGA hat, threatens to burn. Your effing freedom of speech is genocide, homeboy. So you're going to see a very bright young woman who's got a great future ahead of her in the social justice warrior world.
They're not sending their greatest.
She's about to be, she's about to go, what do they say? Go pro. She's going to go pro in the break. Michael, what do you have going on over there in your stack of articles?
Let's see. We covered AI and religion. Playboy founder Hugh Hefner died today, 91 years old. And I know a lot
of
people,
feminists are up in arms about Hugh Hefner.
A lot of people disagree with the content that he produced over the years, but he was an incredibly influential figure in media, philanthropy. He was someone who was a very interesting person in his life. He actually is the reason we have the Hollywood sign today.
I didn't
even
know.
Spent millions of his own money protecting that. And while people can disagree with the pornography and other stuff that he produced over his lifespan, he was definitely an interesting and influential figure, especially in media.
He made great strides in racial unification and
exactly.
Well,
in a time period where, you know, married couples on television were sleeping in separate beds, he was starting, you know, a magazine that had nudity in it, you know? So he definitely pushed that line as far as what is acceptable in media and like Marcus was just saying in racial unification.
And he's now going to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe. They've taken his body from the mansion and transported it to be buried. He's going to be buried by the first Playboy playmate, Marilyn Monroe. So that's happened today. Hugh Hefner dead at 91 years old. Interesting thing. Note though, his wife supposedly is going to get nothing. His current wife, he's married three times. She
signed a prenup.
She signed a prenup and she wasn't put in the will.
Well, and I think she probably knew that she was not going to get anything when she married him. So yeah, there is this whole thing about, oh, you know, these women are all around him for the money, which I would believe is largely true. But at the same time, being able to be a part of this whole thing and being in someone's life like that, it must be an interesting experience.
Yeah. And feminists are up in arms about him, you know, the pornography angles and this and that and how they say he holds women captive. I don't think anybody's forcing those women to live there. Nobody's forcing them to go to these Playboy parties. Nobody's forcing them to become his wife or girlfriend or whatever. And that just shows what happens when you have free will. People are allowed to do what they want to do. People who have been living in the Playboy Mansion, people who aren't there now. Pamela Anderson said he was a great guy. So. Kendra Wilkinson, I believe, too, said she has a lot to him. So there you go. That's our little bit of pop culture. And when we get back, after we're going to play that video from Campus Reform, and after we get back, we're going to have Roger Stone here coming via Skype through the technologies joining us. You're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show. I'm Rob Dew. It's Michael Zerman.
I wish I remembered.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep.
Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/... The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
You stole my property, my Make America Great Again hat.
Look at the kind of he's wearing. Look it.
What, you're going to turn it into student life? What the hell is your problem?
Hey, y'all. So this guy thought it would be a good idea to go into the conference.
With my freedom of speech, she took my hat.
Wearing this hat.
This belongs to me. Keep...
Yes. You... Really, look at the kind of he's wearing.
I
you know what this represents? This represents genocide.
I understand.
Genocide of a bunch of people. And look at what he's wearing in front of a group of people.
Okay. Property that is legally theirs in this country.
Man, your laws. All right?
Then get
do
out.
You have any conscience?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, and I
really?
Do.
And that's why you go in
yes,
there wearing this hat?
That's precisely why.
Because you have a conscience.
Yes.
Is there something yeah. we can help you with?
Look.
Because he has a freedom of speech.
This
she
guy
stole
went
my hat.
Up there.
I was walking around.
No, let me tell you something.
I was walking around and she went and took the hat off
most
of my head.
Of the groups in this campus?
It does not matter.
Most of the groups
I have
this
a freedom of speech to wear this hat.
Freedom of speech is genocide, homeboy.
Look, I don't want to make a big thing out of this.
Freedom of speech is how you expose and prevent genocide.
In this campus, and you let people wear it, walk around and wear this.
No. Let's
look at this.
Because nobody of color voted for Donald Trump.
Make America great again. It was never great. Never.
Then get out, honestly. If you
what
don't
do you
like
mean,
the country,
get out. I was born
out.
Here.
If you don't like it, so
what
much,
you
get
mean,
out.
Get out? Where the f*** am I gonna go?
I don't know.
Go
here.
Wherever the hell you want. Give me
go to Venezuela. That's nice there.
You don't know.
I don't care.
Do
how do you know
you
that I'm
hat?
Brown? I don't know.
All I want is my hat back. That's literally all I want.
Like I'm the criminal here.
Because you stole my property. That is
y'all
literally a crime.
Your ancestors stole this land.
That is literally a crime. That is literally a crime.
Can I?
Literally.
People should pay for the crimes of their ancestors, right?
How about we talk about supporting freedom of speech?
Thank you.
Y'all be making these memes and posting about how we just like want to
y'all been making these memes.
We just want to be loud and obnoxious when we're really trying to fight genocide from happening.
Really? All I see is loud and obnoxious. But.
Are led by people of color. And
including
he's out there.
Including
the economy
my president is a Filipino.
Oh, no way. And does that make you not racist? Because last time I checked, you're wearing this hat.
What does that mean, my president is a Filipino?
Nicaraguan.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God,
care.
White?
Oh, he's from the
white?
Philippines.
You're
yeah, that could be.
Are you assuming that? Are
no,
you assuming my
you
race?
Are,
are you assuming
are
my race?
Because
I mean, come on. Let's be consistent here. Let's be consistent
you have
here.
You pass as a white man.
I don't care. I'm Nicaraguan.
You pass as a white man, so therefore
mm-hmm.
you're a white man, and
about
you should be
think about what's going
silenced.
On
the country that you
about
apparently
in shame.
I'm a purple penguin.
This country.
That's why I say leave.
I hate it, and I'm not.
That's why I say leave.
I'm staying here because. That needs to be fixed here, so that's
I'm staying here because I hate America.
Then you right? don't, but you don't fix it by
because
breaking the law.
We need to get rid of all y'all.
But we don't fix it by breaking right? the law.
Mm-hmm. We need to get rid of all
I'm
y'all.
Trying to stop genocide. We need to get rid of all y'all.
The foundation of a free country is private property.
What? Wow.
It's my property.
Who's promoting genocide in that
my
clip?
My property.
Hmm.
Okay. You do not get to take people's property in this country.
I won't give it.
You don't get to take people's property in any country. What the hell are you
oh
thinking?
My God.
Well... If you're a commie, you do.
Yeah, if you're a socialist. Venezuela
is called the government.
No, you're not actually, you are by wearing the hat.
Are you kidding me?
Because you're promoting and you're promoting laws and legislation.
Take my property. Just
sore loser.
They also agree that you can't take people's property.
Freedom of speech, boy.
it.
I don't care what you have to say.
Because your freedom of speech is literally killing a lot of people out there. That's what it is. Because
literally killing.
They're wearing hats like these mm-hmm. that promote laws and mm-hmm. legislations that literally kill and murder mm-hmm. in the masses.
Really?
People of...
Who is he killing in the masses? She keeps talking about all this and killing again, that's happening. Is she talking about black
It's part of the Trump derangement syndrome. They think people are actually out there just being murdered in mass. Wow. But.
Well, there it is. You can watch the whole video. Trigger warning. College lefty takes student's MAGA hat, threatens to burn, and accuses him of genocide while saying he should be kicked out of this country.
Next level stupidity.
We'll be right back with Roger Stone, Infowars.com/show. You're watching The War Room.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com with some patriotic quotes by Ron Paul. The most basic principle to being a free American is the notion that we as individuals are responsible for our own lives and decisions. We do not have the right to rob our neighbors to make up for our own mistakes. Neither does our neighbor have any right to tell us how to live, so long as we aren't infringing on their rights. Freedom to make bad decisions is inherent in the freedom to make good ones. If we are only free to make good decisions, then we are not really free. Liberty is lost through complacency and a subservient mindset when we accept or even welcome automobile checkpoints, random searches, mandatory identification cards, and paramilitary police in our streets. We have lost a vital part of our American heritage. America was born of protest, revolution, and mistrust of government. Subservient societies neither maintain nor deserve freedom for long.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. Owen Scheuer and Roger Stone sitting in with us today, Mike Zimmerman and Rob Dew. Mike Zimmerman was with me in our wild trip to Washington, D.C. It was kind of Roger and Michael's very great adventure. Disneyland at the Potomac. Now, I revised one of my most famous rules, which I'd actually stolen from Gore Vidal. It used to be, never pass up the opportunity to have sex or be on television. I've now amended that to never pass up the opportunity to have sex, be on television, or testify for the House Intelligence Committee. I must say that I found the proceedings to be polite, courteous, and professional, despite the fault lines between the Republicans, who are focused on the larger issue of whether the Russians interfered in the election period, and the Democrats, who seem to be focused on trying to prove that Donald Trump or the Trump campaign or Trump associates colluded with the Russians, conspired with the Russians to affect the outcome. Because I think most of you know that the proceedings were held behind closed doors, with no release of the transcript. So in other words, Congressman Schiff, Congressman Speer, Congressman Swalwell, they get to attack you publicly in open hearings, public hearings. They get to attack you on television. But when it's time for your response, well, that has to be done behind closed doors. I was forthcoming and honest in all my answers. I denied again any knowledge of any evidence of collusion by the Russians, and I specifically demolished the idea that I knew about the hacking of John Podesta's email in Vance, or that I knew about the source or content of the WikiLeaks October disclosures on Hillary. And lastly, we demolished the idea that Guccifer 2.0 and my communication with that entity, whoever that is, if that's really a person or a group of people, did not constitute collusion based on content, context, and timing of that very public exchange. It was innocuous. So collusion, no. I think because we knew that they would not allow me to testify in public, we specifically, as an exclusive for Infowars.com, taped my testimony in advance, and that at the exact time that I was saying these words before the House committee, the world could see what I was saying. Let's take a look. Well, we seem to have a technical issue.
We'll be into that in 1 second, Roger.
All right. Well, let me say that Michael and I also had the opportunity to dine with Joyce Villa, who is the firebrand Trumpite conservative who comes from the world of entertainment, an extraordinarily talented woman singer. You'll recall that Joy wore the Make America Great dress to the Emmys, causing an enormous uproar in the entertainment community. Joy Villa, now being urged to run for Congress in her native New York by a group of activists. Unclear what district we are talking about. Gentlemen, where are we on our tape?
We actually are having some technical difficulties as far as the video end of things go, Roger, but we'll continue doing audio here as they get that back up.
All right.
But yes, it was great meeting Joy, and she really is a great face for this whole movement.
There's no question. People find it hard to believe that anyone in that industry could be a conservative or a Trumpite. And I think we know that there are many, many more conservatives in Hollywood and in the entertainment world, but they don't want to destroy their careers where the industry is politically correct. So they hide their political views, as they say, under a bushel. That's why I admire Joy Villa so much. She is one gutsy woman, not afraid to stand up and talk about the Trump agenda, the Trump reforms. And of course, she's been subject, as I have, to a number of personal attacks and vituperation. That's the thing about the tolerant left. I knew that the personal attacks on me would increase as my testimony got closer. I'm encountering more and more violence in the streets, more and more people shouting obscenities, screaming that I'm a Russian agent. I saw what happened to Alex Jones in Portland, I guess it was. That's the same kind of thing that I am experiencing. Anyway, let's take a look now at my testimony.
This is the statement that I'm giving right now to the House Intelligence Committee because they steadfastly refused to hold this hearing in public and refused to release the transcript. I have no choice but to come here to Infowars.com so that you can hear precisely what I'm saying to the U.S. House Committee this morning. I'm most interested in correcting a number of falsehoods, misstatements, and misimpressions regarding allegations of collusion between Donald Trump, the Trump associates, the Trump family, the Trump campaign, and the Russian state. I'm no stranger to the slash and burn aspects of American politics
I'm
today.
Going to need
I recognize
a,
that because of my long reputation and experience as a partisan warrior, I'm a suitable scapegoat for those who would seek to persuade the public that there were wicked international transgressions in the 2016 presidential election. The members of this committee could not point to any tactic that is outside the accepted norms of what political strategists and consultants do today. I do not engage in any illegal activities on behalf of my clients or the causes which I support. There is one trick that is not in my bag, and that is treason. Multiple members of this committee have made false allegations against me in public sessions in order to ensure that these bogus charges receive maximum media coverage. Now, however, you deny me the very opportunity to respond to these charges in the same open public forum in which they were made. This is cowardly. Given this committee's consistent refusal to allow me to testify in a public session, in the interest of compromise, I repeatedly requested that the transcript of my testimony here today be released immediately upon conclusion of today's session. Even this constructive suggestion has been summarily rejected. What is it you fear? Why do you oppose transparency? What is it you don't want the American people to know? These hearings are largely based on a yet unproven allegation that the Russian state is responsible for the hacking of the DNC and that John Podesta, and that the transfer of the information to WikiLeaks. No member of this committee and no intelligence agency can prove this assertion. The Nation magazine recently reported on a study issued by Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or VIPS, which is comprised of a number of former high-level U.S. intelligence officials. Based on their study, the Nation concluded, and I quote, "There was no hack of the Democratic National Committee system on July 5th, 2016, not by the Russians and not by anyone else. Hard science now demonstrates it was a leak, a download executed with a local memory key."
All right, well, I think, our listeners get the gist of this. This was shot at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I had been closeted with my attorneys all day at a downtown law office, going over all of the materials and preparing my testimony. And then after we finalized it, it was so late at night. If I look a little weary there, I think you can understand. In any event, several things came out of that hearing, and we will talk about them in more extensive detail in the next section. But while I'm at it, I want to remind you to hit the Infowars.com store, because the only reason we can bring you the breaking news about what's going on in Washington and around Donald Trump is because we are the tip of the spear. We don't have billionaires
like George
Soros.
Enjoy all-natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room today with Michael Zimmerman, Rob Gu, and your host, Roger Stone. Got a major update for our audience. As you may recall, last week I reported on the Chinese double agent, Miles Kwok, a Hillary Clinton bundler and fundraiser and associate of George Soros, and the fact that the Trump administration was refusing to extradite him to China. Kwok had become a sticking point in the negotiations between President Trump and the Chinese over North Korea because Kwok is guilty of massive financial crimes in both China and the United States. Well, our first worldwide report on this story got picked up worldwide. That's right. Our report right here at InfoWars reached millions and it saturated the Asian continent. Second, our report, the Trump administration has become aware of the politics of the extradition of Mr. Kwok, where Soros retainer H.R. McMaster has been the strongest voice for keeping Kwok in the United States, regardless of the cost to Sino-U.S. relationships. Let's remember, President Trump has gotten the Chinese to do far more on the North Korean question than Barack Obama was ever able to do. This makes sense, of course, because Kwok is a Soros associate. Now I can tell you that the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair called McMaster directly on Kwok's behalf and took a $2 million payment to do so. Blair, who just last week said that Brexit should be overturned. Based on what I have seen, Blair's nonprofit got $3 million from Kwok, while Blair himself got two. Blair was introduced to Kwok by the mysterious and exotic Wendy Deng, former wife of Rupert Murdoch and widely believed to be a Chinese intelligence asset. It is thought that Kwok and Deng were affiliated within the Chinese intelligence service, and in fact, Deng is suspected of being Kwok's handler. Until he turned on his Chinese benefactors, and decided to go online and engage in massive, sophisticated financial crimes. Blair also traveled to the Middle East with Kwok and helped Kwok raise money for the UAE from the Saudis. In fact, the Iranians may also be involved, and that is the next stage of our effort. So stay tuned for more about this breaking story here at InfoWars.
So, Roger, I've got a question for you with the fallout of this Luther Strange loss to Judge Roy Moore. It's come out that Jared Kushner was pushing Donald Trump to back Luther Strange. What is the intel that you've received on that?
I can confirm that. I guess the moral of this story is don't get advice about conservative Republican primaries from liberal Democrats who don't understand the dynamics. See, the real shame here is the missed opportunity. Donald Trump can threaten to campaign against Republican incumbents who knife him in the back in the Congress, but those elections are late next year, and we need progress before that.
Because this is a special election for the seat of Jeff Sessions, the president had a unique opportunity to send a message to Mitch McConnell, whose hand-picked candidate was Luther Strange. Even though Luther Strange was not strong on gun issues and Second Amendment issues as Attorney General of Alabama, for example, McConnell was able to arm twist the NRA into an endorsement without ever interviewing any of the other candidates. In fact, it's fair to say that President Trump was never told that Judge Roy Moore was in the race. He was led to believe this was a two-way race between Senator Luther Strange and Congressman Brooks, who is a virulent and vocal anti-Trumper. And therefore, he was taking the least of two evils. In fact, it was a four-way race with Dr. Randy Brinson, an original Trump supporter who was the head of the Alabama Christian Coalition. Judge Moore, who's always been a strong contender in, I believe, three previous statewide outings. And then, of course, Luther Strange. Now, what's interesting, of course, is that Judge Moore will be a more reliable supporter of the Trump agenda than Luther Strange ever would have been. And the president, in a very Reagan-esque move, made it clear that he would campaign for Moore, that he supported Moore, and that he will support the nominee of the Republican Party. I think the president is going to find that Judge Moore will be a more loyal ally than Luther Strange would ever have been. So the question is, how much damage does the president sustain from this loss? I think the answer is he doesn't sustain as much of a loss as Mitch McConnell. Believe me, the defeat of Luther Strange, and my hat's off to my friend Steve Bannon, who was very actively involved in helping raise money and raise the stakes in this race for Judge Moore. This was a shot heard around the world. Inside the Republican U.S. Senate caucus, there were many underwear replacements necessary, let's say. This caused absolute panic in the caucus because it demonstrates that the Republican grassroots primary voters are fed up with the Washington establishment and their undoing of President Donald Trump.
Trump, and I would agree with you there. If I could stop you, it also shows that Steve Bannon is now the de facto leader of the reformed Republican Party, and that there is no cult of Trump. People, even though Trump endorsed Strange, they didn't vote. They didn't follow Trump blindly down the road like a Pied Piper. They're like, you know what? We know this guy's better. We're going to educate you, sir. And they use this point as a really important education point for Trump. And now we see guys like Tom Corker saying they're not going to run for reelection. Do you have any news on any other Republicans that are going to just drop out and not run for reelection in 2018?
Well, Senator Corker, of course, is the subject of a number of ethics investigations, and there are many allegations about corruption, but there's been no fire where there seems to be substantial smoke. So we don't really know the reason that Senator Corker stepped aside. But you make a very good point, Rob. President Trump's approval rating in Alabama among Republican primary voters was an astounding 96%. In 40 years in American politics, I've never seen anything whatsoever like that. 96%.
That's huge.
Yet, people understood the president had been sold a bill of goods, and the president, to his credit, started to qualify his endorsement of Luther Strange even before the polls opened. So I don't think the president sustains a giant defeat. In fact, I think there's a lesson to be learned. And if I were an establishment Republican, I guess I'd be wetting my pants also.
Excellent. I can't wait to see the next shoe to drop in the Republican Party, because we are seeing a reformation take place. Unlike the Democrats, it's not a total implosion, it's a reformation. It's like get the bad guys out, bring some good guys in.
What works, what doesn't.
Faces in.
Move ahead.
Exactly. So we're going to be back with Roger. We got another 30 minutes with him here on the War Room. I'm Rob Dew. We got Michael Zerman, Roger Stone in New York joining us right now. You're watching us on Infowars.com/show for the free live stream. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again.
This is The War Room
with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
Hello, this is Roger Stone reporting exclusively for InfoWars.com. I testified for the House Intelligence Committee this morning on their ongoing investigation into the Russian collusion delusion. I made it very clear that I knew of no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump, the Trump family, Trump associates, or the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian state or any representatives of the Russian state in order to impact the outcome of the 2016 election. I specifically denied and pointed to the fact that there was no evidence to the idea that I knew about the hacking of John Podesta's email in advance, that I knew about the content or scope or details of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding Hillary Clinton in October, or that I had any meaningful dialogue with Guccifer 2.0, pointing out that the content, context, and timing of my limited exchange with someone claiming to be Guccifer 2.0 happened many weeks after WikiLeaks had published the DNC material. But there was enormous breaking news today. When I made the case that I did not believe that the DNC had been hacked by the Russians, in fact, that I did not believe it had been hacked at all, and made the point that the Democratic National Committee had refused to allow the FBI to inspect its servers, instead using a paid-for IT firm called CloudStrike, I was corrected by Congressman Jackie Speier of California, who informed me that she now knew that the DNC had, in fact, turned over their servers to the FBI. This was essentially seconded by Congressman Adam Schiff of California. This came to an extraordinary surprise to Trey Gowdy, the Republican from South Carolina. Mr. Gowdy pointed out to his Democratic colleagues that FBI Director James Comey and Homeland Security Secretary Johnson had both testified under oath to the House Intelligence Committee that the FBI had not been allowed to examine the DNC servers. This is a bombshell revelation. Somebody is lying. It is either Congressman Schiff and Congressman Speier, or, of course, it is Mr. Comey and Secretary Johnson. You won't find this or hear it anyplace else other than here at InfoWars.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you...
And that was Roger Stone detailing earlier this week the new revelations coming out of his testimony. And you were there, Michael Zimmerman. You saw Trey Gowdy leave the...
A few minutes before. Actually, I'll pull up a picture of this on my phone. We don't have this online or anything. It wasn't a great photo, so we didn't publish it. But Trey Gowdy was leaving, and I was like, oh, there goes Gowdy. And this was significant because the press was trying to get him to speak. They go, oh, you know, how did it go? He was the first one to leave, and he left pretty quickly. So you can actually get that right there, guys. So Gowdy was leaving from the closed hearing there, lots of press standing around, and wouldn't answer any questions. And then it became obvious, and Roger Stone gave us this exclusive. He didn't tell the rest of the press this, but Gowdy left upset at the end. He stayed till the end, but he left upset because he figured out this information. He's been a very big part of the investigation into these emails and the email server.
And supposed Russian hacking.
The supposed hacking. Right. And they were withholding the information from him. They go, and when asked, he asked the others, he goes, is there something I need to know? When they said, oh no, the FBI has seen the server. And they go, we can talk about it later in a private session.
And we had Comey saying they didn't see it.
Exactly.
We had Jay Johnson saying they didn't see it.
The public has been told, and they've been told under oath in these open hearings when Comey testified to this committee, that they had not seen it. They had not seen the server, that CloudStrike had seen it. And now Adam Schiff and other Democrats are making it sound that, oh no, the FBI has seen this. So someone's lying.
Exactly. And Adam Schiff got Devin Nunes kicked off the committee because he was saying he was sharing information and withholding information and scurrying around with information. Now the Democrats are doing the same exact thing.
Exactly.
Nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Trey Gowdy seems to be just, well, you know, I'm going to get mad and butthurt, but not going to do anything about it. Why not have a press conference?
Well,
why not come out and put them on notice right then and there?
And I can kind of understand both sides of, you know, not immediately coming out and saying, you know, putting it on notice, because he's probably wondering, you know, what's the deal with all of this? And I'm sure we'll see over the next couple of days or next week some sort of information come out regarding this, because that is a very significant thing that happened. Probably the most significant thing that happened in the hearing of Roger Stone. Because otherwise, right, they weren't able to trap him in anything. They have mentioned when Adam Schiff came out that they were upset they didn't get a piece of information from him. And the press and Roger himself are speculating that was the identity of his intermediary when talking to WikiLeaks. So they asked, did you have communication with WikiLeaks? And he goes, no, not directly. And when Roger Stone came out, he told the press that was the major...
He's now got his eyes on me.
Point, exactly.
You brought up his name, and now he's behind
me. He's looking at you, breathing down your neck.
God.
So the major point, and Roger told the press this, is that, you know, he did not speak to Julian Assange or WikiLeaks directly. He spoke through an intermediary. And then when the press asked him who it was, he goes, well, and as members of the press, I'm sure you can understand why I'm not saying it was a member of the press who spoke to Julian Assange. So I'm not going to identify them because it was a off-the-record conversation with a member of the press, with another journalist.
There you go. Guys, let's get into this clip. This sort of has some relation to the DNC. This is about Anthony Weiner and Huma Abedin. Laura Loomer, freelance journalist, confronted Huma Abedin about the laptop being used for pedophilia and Hillary Clinton's classified emails. Here is that exchange. Let's check it out.
Thanks.
Thank God we got Trump.
Huma, are you now going to officially divorce Anthony Weiner now that he's been convicted of being a pedophile?
Can you let go away, guys?
Huma, are you finally going to divorce Anthony Weiner for being a pedophile?
That's why she's getting rid of.
You guys, we have Huma Abedin here right now.
Hillary's girlfriend.
I saw the picture myself.
Huma, I know that you don't want to testify against your husband, which is why you're staying married to him and you're not getting a divorce, but when are you going to, for the safety of your own son, divorce Anthony Weiner, who is a pedophile? Anthony Weiner was just convicted.
He has to register as a sex offender now.
Anthony Weiner is a pedophile. We've been saying that, but that's a fact. Anthony Weiner is a convicted pedophile.
Shame on you, Huma. Shame on you. Look, talk to the American people, Huma. Tell them.
Rally. I don't even have kids.
Leave her alone.
This is wonderful. Shame on you.
Yeah.
No.
Leave her alone.
Leave him alone.
Huma Abedin wants to walk the streets of New York.
Don't talk to the hider of Hillary's classified emails. She's perfect.
You're good, so right. You don't want me to pull you over.
Guys, Huma Abedin is in New York City walking the streets.
She's moving fast. Oh, she's stopping to take selfies. I wonder if Loomer's getting in those selfies.
Is it true that you're not divorcing Anthony Weiner so you guys don't have to testify against each other?
That's it, because married couples do not have to testify against each other. So he wouldn't have to say what she was doing, she wouldn't have to say what he was doing.
And also with the contents of this laptop.
He was talking with 19 other women at the time of sexting this 15-year-old.
That you were sharing classified information.
And that's what she's asking about now. What happened to the laptop you're sharing classified information on?
What's going to happen, Huma?
How could you want
And of course, Huma is the woman whose mother wears a hood over her head.
I mean,
what the hell?
I thought you were a feminist.
Look, I know you don't want that.
I thought you were a feminist, Huma. Why are you protecting a man who is sexting underage girls?
Well, justice is a dish served warm or cold in the social media realm. We'll be right back with more. We'll catch the tail end of this and come back.
Laura Loomer.
That's from Laura Loomer. Thanks a lot for that. It's great.
Prepping for disaster and societal unrest has now gone so mainstream that even Realtor.com is writing about it. But the realtors are still embarrassed to cover the subject and eager to set themselves apart from what they call Uncle Travis's guns and canned foods militia vision of preparedness. Well, the ants may have the last laugh on the grasshoppers, but the grasshoppers will still sing the tune if they can make money. But maybe you don't have a Hollywood mansion where you can drop another $1 million to turn your home theater into a radiation-proof bunker. There are still very effective, low-tech, low-cost things you can do to prepare. In fact, even realizing that there's a need to prepare and doing anything to act on that realization increases your chances of survival. Things that you do to prepare for an Armageddon scenario will help you to weather storms, to absorb an economic shock, or to protect you from home invasion. Prepare for the worst case scenario while you educate yourself and others and work for the best case scenario. Get more information at InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the War Room. This is been an exciting launch of this new program, despite the fact that I had to testify this week, I try to get here every day at 5 o'clock Eastern to bring you the latest breaking news from inside the Trump administration. Today we can report that General John Kelly has moved on one of two Trump loyalists left in the White House. Yes, it's true. The Trump White House now seems to be staffed largely by liberal Democrats, establishment Republicans, neocons, and other globalists. Only Stephen Miller, former aide to Senator Jeff Sessions, and Peter Navarro, who until yesterday headed the president's Office of Trade Policy Management. Kelly has now moved on Navarro, demoting him and folding his Department of Trade Management underneath the Domestic Economic Council run by Goldman Sachs globalist Gary Cohn. Cohn, you'll remember, is a giant advocate of carbon tax credits, which would make millions for his colleagues at Goldman. It was also Cohn who said that when the president was headed to Paris for the global climate discussions, that the president's view was evolving, that the president was coming to Europe to, quote, get smart, setting the stage for a capitulation. Unfortunately, Donald Trump thought better of that idea. What I have just learned now is that the president is totally and completely unaware of the demotion of Navarro and the attempt to drive him out. They purposely humiliated both Miller and Navarro. Navarro had previously reported to Miller. Now he will report to his arch nemesis, Mr. Cohn. Peter Navarro, one of the true patriots, who has inside the Trump White House been the focal point of the effort to renegotiate the NAFTA agreement, something that President Donald Trump promised during the campaign. Navarro is the last voice inside the Trump White House pushing for both the renegotiation of NAFTA. It was Navarro who led the charge against TPP, and Navarro who has urged the president to hang tough for the restoration of Glass-Steagall. Peter Navarro, a patriot being squeezed out by General John Kelly. The other extraordinary thing we learned is the president may or may not know that not only was he subject to spying by the Obama administration, who we now know were in fact surveilling Trump Tower and watching Trump associates during the campaign. But we now know that General John Kelly is monitoring every one of the president's phone calls. That's right. This is Watergate times 10. He is eavesdropping on the chief executive of the United States, at least during the office hours from the White House and the Oval Office. But what about those phone calls late at night? It's well known that President Donald Trump is a night owl and that he gets a lot of work done in the early evening, middle evening, and yes, even late evening and night by working the phones more effectively than any president since Lyndon Baines Johnson. So is General Kelly monitoring those calls also? Stay tuned because I intend to find out. Rob, Michael, what else have you got on your agenda?
Well, I tell you, what's going on with the Trump loyalists being pushed aside left and right, I mean, it really seems to me there's only one more left. I'm reading off of dealbreaker.com, and the writer keeps calling Navarro a loon and a crazy person. And he's saying that Navarro seems to be fine with this. He understands the chain of command, and the chief has assured me that I will continue to have the same seat and voice at the president's decision-making table.
They won't stop until they get rid of everyone who wants to push an America First agenda.
That's it.
Well, you see, that comment by Navarro, that's professionalism. You don't air your laundry in public when you serve an administration. So he's being a good soldier, the same way Keith Schiller, the president's bodyguard, who was squeezed out by Kelly only weeks ago, would not confirm that he had a fight with Kelly, would not talk about the reasons for his leaving. He was being a loyal soldier, not wanting to hurt the president and not wanting to promulgate this idea of chaos within the White House. So, but what Navarro says and what he really thinks could, of course, be two different things. The guy who should realize that this is headed his way is Stephen Miller. Let's be clear. They got rid of Steve Bannon. They demoted Navarro in an effort to get rid of him. They will be back for Miller. He is the bane of the globalists because he is the last standing nationalist other than Peter Navarro. They call him the Minister of Truth. Now, I don't know Mr. Miller, but I like Mr. Miller a lot. I like the way he writes. I like the way he thinks. And of course, the fact that the liberals hate him, well, that just makes me like him even more.
Well, and I like the way he stands up to the press. He could go out there and take questions and throw them right back in their faces and point out how their hypocrisy right spot on. And so I got a lot of respect for him in that regard. But it is amazing how Trump has been surrounded by Kelly and his cronies. Who knows if he's being surveilled with his private phone calls at night. But one thing's for sure, this is not a good sign. And it seems to be you know, if they stop them on taxes, which, you know, they're trying to push it out before Thanksgiving, you know, it's not going to be looking at a great banner year other than the economy roaring back to life.
Well, now they're saying there's no guarantee the taxes won't go up for the middle class. In this recent article from ABC News today.
Well,
of course, that's antithetical to Trumpism. Absolutely exactly. Antithetical to Trumpism. Look, the president still has some very large problems on his plate. He has announced that he will be doing an executive order on health insurance next week. He has vast power in this area. So just because Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate cannot deliver, well, perhaps the president can achieve something on health care via executive order. But this notion of tax, a middle class tax increase, this would be the functional end of Trumpism. Donald Trump has got to hang tough for a 15% business tax rate above all. Our tax rate must be below that of Mexico, that of Canada, that of China, that of Japan. It would cause the kind of enormous economic boom that the country desperately needs, but also would secure Donald Trump a second term should he want one. I can see the Goldman Sachs crowd now trying to undermine the president's tax reduction plan.
Absolutely, because they do not want to see the prosperity in this. They're globalists. They want to ship everything out to these third world countries. They do not want to see this American prosperity and what initially made America great in the first place, and which is part of the president's agenda to make America great again. Let's be competitive. Let's be prosperous. Let's have a strong middle class.
Let's put America first.
Exactly.
Now, as we go to break, Roger's going to take off, and we'll see him again tomorrow here on the War Room. But I just want to let people know, during this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the way you can support us. Go and check out. Right now, we have two versions of Caveman or True Paleo formula, chocolate and strawberry. Both are incredible. I like to mix mine with whey protein powder. But you can check out Caveman Fuses Powerful Ancient nutrition and cutting edge nutraceutical science to create a high quality supplement that uses bone broth. If you've watched any of our ads, you know about the bone broth. The bone broth. And seven primal superfoods to give you power strength you've never felt before. And you can check out the reviews on there. We've got tons of 5-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com of Caveman. You can see what other people are saying. I personally like to mix mine with the whey protein powder that we also sell here in a vanilla flavor at InfoWarsStore.com. So check those out. Roger, any other tidbits of news as we go out to break?
Only I mention again that this blows my mind. My legal expenses for my little jaunt before Congress yesterday and to fend off the completely frivolous and phony lawsuit have now hit $500,000. So for those patriots who want to help, you can go to stonedefensefund.com, administered by a third party to help pay for my incredibly effective but not inexpensive lawyers. Or you can go to whoframedrogerstone.com. They'll both take you to the website for the legal defense fund that some of my friends have set up to try to help our family survive this liberal attack.
And that's another way they attack patriots and other people. They go, hey, we're going to just call you in. We're going to sue you. We're going to file these frivolous lawsuits. Now you got to lawyer up. Oh, we're the government. We have unlimited funds.
And
you
if they decide
have
they
finite
want to keep,
funds.
If they, Adam Schiff and others want to decide they want to keep going after Roger, that's a possibility too.
Right.
This isn't necessarily the end of this.
So we're all under attack. You have to support us. Spread the word. Let people know what's going on because you are the resistance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. Infowars.com/show is the free stream that you can send out to everybody you know.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Somebody disrespects our flag. To say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired!
We have breaking news tonight in the war between Donald Trump and the NFL.
There is an unmistakable racial element to this story.
It's hard to ignore the racial component here. The president went on this jag on Friday night in front of a largely white audience.
That is racism. You cannot deny it. You cannot run for it. And I kneel in honor.
A lot of talk now about coded language. You think about what he said, disrespecting our heritage, we, to that largely white crowd. I think there's a lot of folks out there that look at this and say, what are you really trying to say here?
This feels like a culture war that's exploding right before our eyes.
Is he trying to wage something of a culture war?
Not at all. The president's not talking about race. The president's talking about pride in our country. What you saw yesterday were players and fans of all races joining together as Americans to honor our service members. That's what the president's talking about. That's what his focus is on.
You're not going to find many voices of support outside his base, his extreme base, for these remarks.
So we have a white supremacist president of the United States.
The president of the United States chose to pull the sheets off and reveal himself.
He thinks apparently that he is the slave master of black people in the NFL.
He wants us to be kneeling in the cotton fields again.
The idea that this doesn't have something to do with race is preposterous.
This country that he wants to make great again is all about making it white.
His whole thing is, when was America, make America great again. Now we see that 1817 is more likely when he's thinking about America being great, as opposed to us kneeling on behalf of righteousness and justice.
The national anthem is not a white supremacist symbol. And the president has become...
Some of the words of the national anthem are white supremacists.
You think the national anthem is racist?
I think this is a country whose history is racist.
The president of the United States came out attacking NFL players for them exercising the freedom of speech.
Because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for.
All right, Lisa, and as they take a knee collectively, boos can be heard from this sellout crowd in Arizona.
I'm not sure if our president understands those rights, that every American has the right to speak out and also to protest.
As a white father, having raised three boys, there were a million things to worry about on a daily basis. But it's impossible for me to truly understand the challenges that
it's not the president, it's the people.
Faces at every Terry Bradshaw. Turn while raising his children.
It's like you're at the 50 meter mark in a 100 meter dash.
You got that kind of a lead, yes, because you were born white.
This idea that black people should be grateful is some sneaky-ass racism.
Trump continued, it is about respect for our country, flag, and national anthem. NFL must respect this.
Dude, you're going after the NFL?
A lot of these players, they've got feelings, they've got emotions, they've got opinions, and many of the players I spoke to feel that their voice is not being heard. And more specifically, that the president's comments on Friday, particularly calling them SOBs, were a slap in their face. One of the things, though, about football is that it always has a way of kind of unifying us and pulling us together. We hope that this unity that spread throughout the league yesterday will spread throughout America in the weeks and months to come.
When people like yourselves turn on television and you see those people taking the knee when they're playing our great national anthem, the only thing you could do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop. Things will stop. Just pick up and leave. Pick up and leave.
For all you people who just seem to not understand, let me clarify this for you, okay? It's not about the act of protesting. It's not about the act of believing in something and pursuing it. It's the way you're doing it.
The NFL players, all you assholes who are kneeling during the national anthem, let me explain something to you, because obviously you're too stupid to get it. You're not getting your message out. It's not resonating with America. Your message is being lost because of the methods that you're taking to get your message out there.
I'm burning my jerseys. I'm not going to support the Dolphins anymore.
This is for America.
Shelton organized a Dolphins t-shirt burning.
Police departments across the country are now using an invasive surveillance tool called Stingrays, which use cell phone towers to intercept phone calls and text messages without warrants. The technology comes courtesy of the FBI, who have forced our nation's police departments into signing non-disclosure agreements, forbidding them from publicly talking about the technology. Needless to say, this is a direct violation of our Fourth Amendment, and they have no legal authority for warrantless stingray spying, where we now know that police are collecting information on thousands of innocent people who are not even suspected of any crimes. Once again, more evidence that the police state isn't coming, it's already here. This is Darren McBreen, and I invite you to join the resistance. Infowars.com.
Is the War Room.
Started a national conversation this week, Mr. President, on the NFL. You say the NFL situation is a very important situation. Your critics say it's been a distraction, but you say it's critical. You talk about words like patriotism and citizenship. Why is this such an important issue for you?
Well, it is an important issue. It's not a distraction at all because, you know, first of all, I'm doing a lot. As you know, we've passed over 50 pieces of legislation. We have a Supreme Court judge. We have a much stronger military. We have strong borders now. We're going to get the wall. We're going to get all the things that we said, and now we're going. As you know, today is the big day. We're announcing the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. So there's been no distraction. But the NFL cannot disrespect our country. They cannot disrespect our flag or our national anthem. And they can't have people sitting down or kneeling down during our national anthem. And I saw this a year ago with Kaepernick, and I said, this is a terrible thing. I thought it was terrible. And then it builds up a little bit and a little bit more, and you see what's been happening, and then all of a sudden you see more and more and more. And I came out, and I made a statement in Alabama the other day, and I said, I think it's very disrespectful to our country. And the world picked it up. And guess what? Most people agree with me. And the NFL's in a box.
That's right.
They have to do something about it. They're disrespecting, and when I say they, in a way it is they because they can stop it. You know, they have rules for everything. You can't dance in the end zone. You can't wear the pink socks relative
can't
to
shoot a fake
breast
arrow.
Cancer, which one of the players. They have rules for everything. Why aren't they honoring this country by enforcing a rule that's been in existence for a long time? So the NFL and the players really have to do the honor of the country. It's for the honor of the country. They have to respect our country. They have to respect our flag and our anthem.
What prompted that in Alabama?
Well, I have so many friends that are owners, and they're in a box. I mean, I've spoken to a couple of them. They say, we are in a situation where we have to do something. I think they're afraid of their players, you want to know the truth. And I think it's disgraceful.
Well, that's an interesting revelation.
They've got to be tough.
Well, you pull it down, guys. That was Donald Trump weighing in on the NFL protest and the aftermath of it. Because we saw one weekend of full-bore protests. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. And the majority of Americans have spoken. This poll came out just a few days ago. 64% support Donald Trump, saying the players should be respectful during the national anthem. We saw Usain Bolt be respectful to the national anthem, and he's not even an American citizen.
That's right.
And the Green Bay Packers fans are livid. I think they play tonight.
I don't know.
Packers fans livid after...
Normally I would.
You would know, but now you don't. Yeah, exactly. Packers fans livid after team requests they participate in anti-American protests. Team asked for fans to join anthem demonstrations in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Do you think this is going to be too little too late for the NFL? Like, even if tonight they're all standing, they all, you know, stand for the national anthem, hand on their heart, do you think it's too late? Because like you were saying, the public has spoken. They stand behind the president. They see how they got up there and, you know, took a knee. The teams did it. The team owners were doing it. This virtue signaling, it's backfired already.
It's way backfired. But here's the thing. Trump didn't pick a fight with the NFL, right?
No, they started it.
No, the NFL picked a fight with the American people. Mm-hmm. And what's going on, Americans all across the country right now, they are burning their NFL merchandise. They're burning their hats, their t-shirts, their jerseys, even their season tickets, man.
Right.
Hashtag
it's a lot of money.
NFL burn notice. That's real big on the internet right now. So this is sweeping all across the nation. You know, people have spoken and they're pissed off, and I think they have every right to be.
I totally agree. And the Packers play the Chicago Bears tonight at 7:30. It's the nationally televised Thursday night football game. And Darren, you showed me this earlier in the week, and I said, we got to save that for Thursday night, for the Thursday show, because that's when Thursday night football is going to kick off. You were showing me the difference between the old football themes
that's right.
And the new football themes.
Yeah, if you guys could cue it up. First, let's look at the 1980s Monday night football theme, right? So this is the average, you know, Monday Night Football. It was fantastic. I mean, players were smacking the crap out of each other. You know, they're getting hit hard, and it was awesome to watch. And now on Thursday nights, it's a totally different thing. And you can see it's night and day. That was then. This is now. And here's a look at Monday Night Football back in the day. The music was badass. Can we hear the music?
Put a little music underneath it.
This gets you pumped up.
But look at these big hits.
Yeah.
Boom.
Look at this guy. Oh, that hurts.
I remember actually.
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. These guys are getting crunched.
Dick Butkus.
Blood.
Earl Campbell, my favorite player of all time. Lynn Swann. All right.
Great. Just actually what football should be. If you're going to play football, you're going to get hit. You're going to get tackled. You're going to get bloody. But look at it now. Now it's literally like the Lego movie.
Yeah,
everything is awesome.
That was in This Is Now. Now roll the Thursday Night Football and take a look at this.
This is ridiculous. Not one tackle. Yeah.
God. Is this that Pentatonix group?
This is real, man.
This is insane. Guys.
This is not your base. This is not your audience.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing now. What they've taken football, turned it into this social justice warrior institution.
I'm not someone who watches football. I really don't have time for sports. I use my time doing, you know, other things than 4 hours, you know, every
Sunday for 6 minutes
but
of action.
I understand how it's an escape for a lot of people, but I wouldn't start watching football seeing stuff like that. No, exactly. That doesn't get you excited. That's not, you know.
Well, you know, at first I was very disappointed, very angry because, you know, everybody knows me, my family. We're a football family. I've watched it my entire life. I've seen 90% of probably every Arizona Cardinals game since 1988, you know, when they first went to Phoenix. But I'm done. I'm done. You know, this was it. You know, once they started doing this, and a lot of people said, well, look, the Arizona Cardinals, they got up there and, well, they didn't put their hand on their hearts. They locked arms, but Coach Bruce Arians, He said if his players decided to kneel during the football game, that he would honor that and he would kneel with them, right? Even though that's not what happened, he said if that's what they did, that that's what he would do too. So this NFL has become pussified. And if they're going to disrespect our national anthem and the American flag, I mean, what else can we do?
They're not standing for anything at that point.
Turn it off.
So the Denver Broncos players are saying they do plan to stand for the national anthem, stand together for it. So no one will be taking a knee, supposedly, with the Broncos on Sunday. But that's what I was saying earlier. I think it's too little too late.
I think so too. The damage is done. People are pissed off. And from this article, I think it was USA Today, Packers national anthem plans continue to rile fans. I like our headline better. Packers fans livid after team requests they participate in anti-American protests. That's how we do it.
It was Aaron Rodgers, all right?
Yeah.
We're talking MVP player, Super Bowl champion. Aaron Rodgers is asking the fans in the audience to unite and link arms,
right,
and join them in this protest. No.
But look at this chart, and it shows by team. And look, Arizona Cardinals, they locked arms. They didn't stand. Sat on bench, right? So just, you know what they don't show in here? Who stood with their hand over their heart? Mm-hmm. So Pittsburgh Steelers, you got one guy. You know, he, all but one right here, stayed in the locker room.
Boy, they made him pay for it.
Tell you what. He's been shamed. But yeah, you can see, basically, everybody in one way or another participated in this protest, the locking of arms, not putting your hand over your heart.
Yeah, these are the new stats that are important in football, not actual playing. Who stood? Who took a knee?
This is this chart represents the demise of the NFL. Right here.
They're finished.
And then look, we got Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin, right? Now we find out, remember, now he had the Pittsburgh Steelers. They didn't even come out on the field. They stayed in the locker room. Except for one player. And we're supposed to believe that this is because of black oppression and because of unity. However, then we find out that he launched a luncheon for a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton. $34,000 per person for Hillary's campaign.
Right. And what did Hillary call young black men?
Super predators.
Yeah. That's right. So that's how much she cares about young black men. Mike Tomlin, you probably don't know that, but because you're force-fed a daily diet of mainstream media.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, what you get here on shows like The War Room. So you're joined with me, Rob Dew, got Darren McBreen, Michael Zimmerman. You can watch the free streams at Infowars.com/show. You can spread those around. We got 45 minutes left of the War Room, so stay tuned. We got Outlaw Morgan coming up in a couple segments. So stay tuned for that and spread that link around during this break. Thanks for watching. So let's get...
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by Infowars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Live, and you're watching The War Room or listening to it on radio. Of course, you can watch the free streams at InfoWars.com/show, or we stream it live every day. We also have a YouTube channel, which you can find at warroom.show, and also Facebook, which I believe, is it War Room Show on Facebook. And we stream it on Periscope, too.
I like the guy that does the voice for the Stingers.
Who is that guy?
Give him a raise.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We should let him on TV more.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wait. There he is.
Live television.
Oh, he's live. Can you believe it?
He's alive.
So on top of the NFL kneeling controversy, there's another controversy, which we always see mainstream media doing, and that's hiding things that they don't want people to see.
Yeah.
And right now, they are heard but not seen. Why are NFL fans not being seen on TV booing players and the national anthem protests? Fans could be heard booing at various NFL games, but television broadcasts mostly relegated those spectators to the background if they showed them at all. One behind-the-scenes TV staffer claimed camera operators were instructed to not shoot any jeering spectators during week 3. Got a lot more weeks to go, too. Was there 16 weeks in the season?
That's right.
Yeah, this is going to be a long season. Wow. NFL spokesperson called the accusations fake news. Look, you can see the fake news behind us, except we've gone down. Our videos died again. Oh, my goodness.
We are experiencing technical difficulty.
If you want to see pictures of this, you could go to the article, Heard But Not Seen, Why NFL Fans Are Not Seen on TV Booing Players and National Anthem Protests. Here's a picture where, it was a New England Patriots game versus Houston, Texas. A man's holding a sign that says, Proud American, I Stand.
And by the way, stand by, folks. We'll have video for you here in a second.
Yeah, we'll be showing all this in its true video form. Mm. And Darren, you were pointing out an article from Kit Daniels.
Yeah, Kit Daniels just posted this on InfoWars, and this is Getty Images. Their photo agencies are whitewashing pissed off NFL fans. So they are hiding photos of pissed off NFL fans. And look, this is where the mainstream media gets a lot of their images from. They go to Getty Images.
Right.
So, you know, you have a selection. And what, but I think it's insult to injury, because it's even worse than that. The pictures, the majority of pictures that they are showing are photos of NFL fans, the few that are out there, that support the kneeling.
Right.
And that have anti-Trump banners and stuff like that. So, I mean, this is blatantly obvious of what they're trying to do. They're trying to control the narrative just like they always have. And when I watched Fox NFL Sunday, the pregame show, they began with Trump's comments and then they followed it up with all of the players and NFL icons around the league and everything that agreed with the NFL protest. They didn't show anybody that disagreed with it. That's how they started their program. And then they asked the panel of experts, what are your opinions? You know?
And of course,
and Terry Bradshaw, he said what the president, he should have never said that you should, that the players shouldn't disrespect and honor our national anthem and our flag. I couldn't believe Terry Bradshaw actually said that. And then Howie Long, he came on afterwards and lectured us about how it is tougher for black parents to raise their children than it is for white parents to raise their children. Right. And then Popovich from NBA, you know, he went on to say,
Jones called him a weird cracker this morning.
Just how difficult it is to, you know, we have such an advantage for being white. So it was pretty ridiculous, but this just shows you how the left have totally taken over everything when it comes to the mainstream media. Now they have invaded and ruined our football. They basically ruined the best sport of all time. And,
that's your opinion.
Well, that's a lot of people's opinion, you know, but yeah, they ruined football.
Well, even the governor of Green Bay is jumping into this fray as well, because the Green Bay Packers play the Chicago Bears tonight. And of course, the Packers, as we were saying last segment, were asking their fans to join in the protest with them to show solidarity with their team. Because what's interesting about the Packers is the owners are also the fans.
I think it's so awesome.
They own that stadium. They have a part in it. So here's Scott Walker. Here's what he had to say.
Packers. I'll be cheering on the Packers against the Bears, just like I was physically at the game on Sunday with my sons Matt and Alex, and tailgating a little bit before. You know, when it comes to the national anthem, my parents raised me that you stand and put your hand over your heart. That's how my brother and I were raised. My sons Matt and Alex were raised that you stand and put your hand over your heart. That's what my family did on Sunday. I'm not going to tell others what they should or shouldn't do, but the bottom line is, I personally believe, and my family believes, that when the national anthem is played, for all those men and women who fought, like the people, when I was in Korea a few weeks ago, I laid a wreath at the memorial to the Korean War veterans, and I thought about my uncle who was in Korea in the Korean War. For all those veterans and all those men and women fighting today, I just think it's critically important, personally, that I stand and show respect and put my hand over my heart. But in terms of what others do, I'll leave it to them to explain what they do. Or
damage control.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
And that's also the big story, though. It's not about you're being told to salute the flag and bow, you know, and stand there.
It's basic respect.
It's not about we're making you do this. And that's not even the controversy. They're not even bitching about the flag. They're saying they're doing this to protest racial inequality, police brutality. They keep kind of changing what it is.
And no one's saying that those aren't issues.
Right.
But the
exactly,
way you
exactly and when they say that Trump is dividing the country by his comments,
he didn't saying start
that,
this.
What is more divisive Kaepernick than refusing started. To stand for the national anthem? Right. I mean, that's going to piss so many people off. So that's what's really dividing the country. But hey, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I have some good news.
Oh,
the All-American Woman Football League, they announced this week that America's flag and national anthem are far too sacred to protest.
And that's not the league where they play with hijabs on, do they?
Oh, no.
It is quite the opposite of that. It used to be called the Lingerie Football League. Now it's called the Legends Football League. My cousin is actually a player here in Austin, Texas on the Austin Acoustics team.
Oh, God bless her. We have to get tickets to go check that out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I would be happy to get anyone on the crew tickets to the
We stand for the national anthem. Games. They put their hands
here's
right
the
on their
statement
hearts.
That its players would not be taking a knee during the national anthem. We stand in salute of our flag, so we salute you, American Woman Football League, and God bless you and your uniforms.
Can we go back to that article? There was that 30-second video they put out. Can we get audio on that? Could you play that video? Okay.
Well, actually, here, I put a video in there of the Women's Football League that you could show, you know.
Yeah, it was a good video. It was basically just saying, we're going to stand for this. And, you know, you're not going to hear the same anti-Trump stuff out of them.
Yeah.
They know who their audience is. They know who their fans are, and they don't hate America. You know, they're not like the NFL who are just going to.
Well, anyone who was watching the War Room a couple days ago could just go back and watch the interview with John Rappaport. We put the solution out right there. If these guys are so concerned with inner city poverty and inequality, they should start promoting inner city urban farming. And if they did that, if they took the time and money that they're using to just piss on everybody's grave that has died protecting this country and the men and women who are doing it today, well, we'd have a lot better things going on in this country than what we have
on that
now.
Same, angle. I saw an excellent video the other day. I was just browsing YouTube. It was these guys who, they're in Oakland, I believe, and they ride horses. And, it was actually a video put out by Guinness, but it was these guys who ride horses, these inner city gentlemen who said, yeah, we're surrounded by crime. We're surrounded by these issues, but, actually it's in the LA area that they ride horses instead of that.
All right. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Infowars.com/show is the free link you can send out to everybody. You know, you're watching the War Room.
Yeah.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Excuse me. Folks, I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
It's bad, you know.
All right, we are live, and that was the voice of Owen Schroyer, who will be back here in the chair next week. I've been filling in as host. I think Millie Weaver tomorrow will be running in as host. She came, she was out in
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Did a great job.
Talking to the social justice warriors.
Getting urine thrown on her and her vehicle vandalized, so she will have lots of new stories to report on that.
But also lecturing all the social justice warriors, standing up to all of those bullies.
Defeating them intellectually.
Absolutely.
That's right.
It's done the info war.
And before we go to our guest, I just want to share this one article with you. Lake Ozark Bar criticized for NFL jersey doormat seen as racist. And what are they doing? They're taking Colin Kaepernick's jersey, who doesn't even play anymore, and they used it as a doormat. If you guys could pull that article up, it's not pulling up. The pictures aren't pulling up on my phone right now at this
point. You wanted to show this, though. We have some members of the Austin Football League here.
Exactly. So there they are using it. Now this means, oh, that's racist. You can't do that. Eh. Well, why not? He can piss on the flag. Why can't we use his jersey as a doormat? Why is it racist just because he happens to be black? He was raised by white folk.
Read the caption there. They're saying it's racist because they put Lynch on the left, so it says Lynch Kaepernick.
Oh, okay.
Which can maybe see the angle there if you're putting the two of those together.
Unless Lynch is the name of another football
Marshawn
player.
Marshawn Lynch, it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
They've gone.
Poor Kaepernick. I'm sure he's had such a bad life. Here's a picture of some of the ladies of the Austin. What are they called? The Austin
Acoustics.
Austin Acoustics, right there, and they will be standing at attention, hands on their hearts for the national anthem. Good for them. They're making the right choice. Definitely. And we now go to our guest, Outlaw Morgan, who is Facebook. Huge Facebook presence.
I would say he's an internet sensation, Facebook icon, and just all, you know, red-blooded American patriot, right?
I wonder what his take is on this national anthem controversy. Are you taking a knee right now, Outlaw Morgan? Are you taking a knee?
No, I'm definitely not taking a knee, and I want to thank you guys for bringing me on. One of the things that I personally want to focus on as an American is the hypocrisy that I see taking place, and I'm sure that most people see it, but not everybody gets to have a chance to voice it out onto a certain level. These guys are taking a knee because they claim there's police brutality. I've actually been on FBI.gov looking for proof and statistics to actually back this basis, and I can't seem to really find it to be to the astronomical numbers that the mainstream media seems to claim. As a matter of fact, I find it to be quite contrary to the claim that's at hand. Now, I will say this. I don't have an issue with you guys taking a knee on your own time. But however, if I worked at Home Depot or I worked at any place in a corporate structure and I tried to take over and be an activist within this community, I would be fired. So, A, you did it the wrong way. You did it at the wrong time. And the people who you were trying to get to listen to your message are the same people who love the Constitution. They love the flag. They love the red, white, and blue. You know, like hot dogs, hamburgers, Walmart, football, NASCAR, America. And you spit in their faces. And what's sad is the message that you were trying to shed light on over here got ignored completely because it became about you and your entire investment to take a knee for the national anthem to get your message out. Now, however, one thing I would like to say as well is how come people aren't taking a knee for Dante Daniels? A little 8-year-old boy who was beat with a hammer by the son's mother, the ex-boyfriend, who is a child molester. I don't see the internet going nuts with this information. So, I mean, I have no problem with you trying to get your message out. I just think you chose the wrong time, the wrong place, and you did it in the wrong fashion.
And I personally am actually, I'm for not making a law that says you can't kneel. Because I think you should showcase these people when they do it. Well, and I'm just like, I'm all for the president saying these guys are bums.
That's right. Like, people should have the right to burn the flag. Now, I think you're an a-hole if you burn the flag.
Exactly.
But
we want to know who you are.
You have the right. Exactly.
Yeah, we want to know
who
you are.
Make yourself look like an idiot.
Why hide it? Why hide behind a mask? Why hide behind anything?
Well, and here's the other thing. This whole kneeling BS began with Colin Kaepernick. And how is he the poster child for all this? I mean, he hates America. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. This is a guy that shows up for black oppression, but he shows up at press conferences wearing a Fidel Castro t-shirt, or he goes on the field and he has pig socks with police helmets on it. And now he's hanging out with radical leftist Linda Sarsour of the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, so that's their poster child.
Who promotes Sharia law in America.
Yeah. Female genital mutilation.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of that. You know, I didn't know who it was. I thought it was the puppet from Saw that he was with.
Yeah.
That's what I tweeted. I wasn't
never
sure what the big deal was.
Together, so who knows?
What's your take on all this?
Well, look, here's what I think. I think that I'm a strong constitutionalist, and like you know, like the gentleman just said, if you burn the flag, you know, unfortunately, most veterans will tell you that they went to war for your rights. The beauty of where we are in America right now is no one has anything to hide behind anymore. Everyone's out in the open, so you know where everyone stands. And I think that, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. And I think that's what the NFL players are going through right now. Whether they feel like they were strong and they were right in their message, or they were wrong, or whatever the case is, that's irrelevant now, because for every action, there's a reaction. And right now, the American people are saying boycott the NFL. And I actually agree. I agree wholeheartedly with this sentiment, because I want to see what the American people are capable of. Just like Hillary Clinton supposedly had a 96% chance of victory to take the presidency, and we proved them wrong on that narrative. And continually, the American people will come together, and even though we have our small disagreements, we come together whenever there's an objective at hand, and we work together to make things happen. So I love this kind of stuff. You know, I was a strong advocate when Target came out about their bathroom issue, and I love the fact that people actually went to Target and boycotted them, and they felt the heat from that, and they eventually had to fire their CEO for his arrogance. Same thing with Starbucks. Starbucks tried to take a stand in the liberal narrative, and then basically what you saw was that their stock started to plummet. Now, I saw a video today where someone says that Colin Kaepernick is a hero, and I found that I don't trigger easy, but I got offended by that statement, because, I mean, let's be honest. At the end of the day, this country that you all live in, this country, the United States of America, actually gives you the most opportunities of any country on the planet. I mean, you can literally come from nothing, humble origins, you come from a dirt poor family, a crackhead, a heroin junkie, you know, and though you have rough beginnings, America can still provide you the opportunity to change the end of your chapter, the end of your story. So, you know, to watch people actually try to say America was never great infuriates me. And it's gotten to this point that I watch Antifa and BLM and you know, BAM and all these groups, and I watch what they're about, and I watch what they're doing, and they're doing just that. Everybody's got a pussy hat on. So it's like, it's just ridiculous to me. How can you be crying when you're in college, for Christ's sake? You know what I mean? Like, why is everybody so offended and everybody so triggered? And why is everybody so just, wow, I need a safe space? You are in the greatest country ever. And you cry about it. Like, I mean, the generations above us that actually used to have to get out there and work on farms are rolling in their graves right now. My parents, you know, my dad had to work with his hands. He was a tradesman. And a lot of people right now literally make their living off the internet. We are actually in the best time to be alive possible. And this generation actually has it the best of all generations yet. But yet they're the biggest whiners and complainers. And I don't understand what this is about.
Well, you're right. We've set up a system where we don't have to walk uphill to school in the snow both ways. We have paved roads. We have internet access. We have indoor plumbing.
It's outrage culture.
And these people, when people say first world problems, I go, yeah, these people, literally, they're the first world problem. They're entitled, especially these sports guys. We showed that Sports Illustrated cover, these millionaires, multimillionaires with lots of power to do good in the world. They're interested in promoting sneakers, playing a sport, and then talking about how bad they have it and how oppressed they are.
Well, the main force behind the division is not President Trump. It is the mainstream news media, mm-hmm. for one, and the establishment left media. They want us divided, and it's all about divide and conquer, because once America's divided, they can come in, establish order out of chaos, and they come in as the savior. So this is all about dividing the country. And we're going to talk about more. Are we going to break right now?
Yeah, we're going to break. We have Outlaw Morgan as our guest, and we're going to get into the mother of all rallies and what's coming up on November 4th, where Antifa and the other leftist organizations are going to come together and basically resist we much all across the country. So we'll see how that does coming November 4th. We have Outlaw Morgan with us. You're watching The War Room.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Of America.
is that when you see something broke in your country, you can mobilize to fix it. So you ask why there's a Black Lives Matter? Because you can watch a black man die and be choked to death on television and nothing happen. We need to address that.
That was a criminal.
You need to fix it.
That was a criminal.
We are not anti-cop. We don't want handouts. We don't want anything that's yours. We want our God-given right to freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, Lord,
I want to leave you with this, and I'm gone. You're right, my brother.
Oh, Lord.
You're right. You are so right. All lives matter, right? When a black life is lost, we get no justice. That's why we say Black Lives Matter. And we really want to make America great. We do it together.
All right.
Did I expect to go on that stage? No. I expected to come down here, stand here with my fist in the air in a very militant way and to exchange insults, maybe some dirty looks or who knows what, if not on a grander level, but just person to person, you know. I think we really made some substantial steps without either side yielding. A man who controls a 4,000 member militia shook my hand and said, I always knew I identified with you, but today solidified it. Wow. One of the heads of Bikers for Trump came up and shook my hand, asked me to take a picture with his son. A little blonde head kid named Jacob, like, that's special. Like, here I went from being their enemy to someone they want to take pictures with their children, and that's the power of communication.
It's the power of communication, and that's the power of coming together, and that's the power of America. And that happened just a couple weeks ago at the Mother of All Rallies, which Outlaw Morgan, our guest, was a part of. And so you saw that happen in real time, Outlaw Morgan. What was your initial thought? Did you think it was going to go like it did? Did you think people would all come together at that point? I think that was really a big turning point in this social justice warrior versus patriot, you know, civil war that's happening right now in our country.
Well, I'll tell you, honestly, I was just as shocked as anybody. And I'm sure the people that were home watching what was occurring in St. Louis and then flipped over and saw this happening were more shocked than I was, because I was actually living in the moment in real time. When they actually arrived to the venue, they stood to the side. They were peaceful. They chanted Black Lives Matter. I was up on stage when they arrived. I came down off stage and like everybody else, I got in faces with everybody else and shouted All Lives Matter. And then something just happened, and it happened so quickly. You know, you really can't take it back. And I've been trying to defend it from day one. I won't deny what I witnessed. And the gentleman's right. Power of communication and dialogue is actually key in any situation you're in within life. And the truth be told, what this gentleman represents, I don't think he actually represents the fundamentals of the core of Soros's Black Lives Matter. I think this is something totally different. I think he's been ostracized since he actually did that event, just as I'm sure some of the patriots have tried to ostracize us or exile us out of the movement or whatever. But however, I still can't deny what happened. You watch the video to the end. This guy's taking photos of people's kids. You know, they just wanted to be heard, and they had a platform to do that. I think Tommy's call to give them the stage for a moment to have 2 minutes was important. I think what he said really resonated with me. He said, it's not about your message. It's about the fact that you have a right to your message. And that's what America is. When you strip all the onion layers back, when you peel all the core, get down to it, that's what it is. That, you know, I can't deny that.
And what you witnessed really scares the living hell out of the establishment, because they want a divided America. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw the same thing a year ago in Dallas. There was Black Lives Matter protesters on one side of the street. pro-Trump demonstrators on the other side. They were yelling and screaming at each other. But then a representative from each group met in the middle. Pretty soon the entire group got together. They put their arms around each other. They prayed. And even a couple of police officers got in the mix, and they all prayed together. So it is possible, ladies and gentlemen. And what we got to do, we have to turn off the mainstream news media and just learn how to communicate. And no better example than what you witnessed there at the nation's capital.
Yeah, it was truly powerful. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. And at first I thought it was a joke because I saw tweets going, oh my God, Black Lives Matter took the stage at the Mother of All Rallies.
Welcomed onto the stage.
Right. And it's like, what? Is that really happening? Is this really happening? And I was totally blown away.
Yeah, that's a false narrative, guys. They didn't take the stage. They were actually invited up on stage by a gentleman named
Henry Davis. Yeah, they were invited on the stage.
But CNN did report they took the stage, and that's not the case.
I saw that too.
They were invited up.
Yeah, no, and if you watch that whole video from Darren, cut that up. He actually says, "I'm going to give you guys 2 minutes. I brought them up here," and people were pissed. They didn't like it. The crowd was very angry at the beginning, but then I don't even know the gentleman's name. He worked the crowd. He was able to. I think straddle his message
clapping,
with the message of what all patriots want, all Americans want, freedom, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And I think that's what everybody wants. But I think attacking each other is the wrong answer. And hopefully more people can see that video and resonate with it. Just like what we're seeing here. So this was in Dallas. I think we're showing footage of what went on in Dallas.
Talking about last year. And this was beautiful. Yeah, this is a beautiful thing to see. And we also saw it, Hurricane Harvey in Houston.
Right.
And this was breaking down this whole false narrative that we're in the middle of a race war. It's not going to happen, but I tell you what, the mainstream wants it to happen. And now they're doing it with this kneeling bull crap, and they're really trying to force this on all of us. And we just can't allow it. We can't allow it. We have to unite, ladies and gentlemen.
But you guys know as well as I do, this is what sells. Positivity doesn't sell. Negativity and chaos sells. And the mainstream media is actually extremely good at this. If there is no chaos, they will literally create it. I sometimes sit back and actually think to myself about the Confederate flags and the Confederate monuments and tend to think that it wasn't an issue at all. And then one night on the nightly news on like ABC or CBS or one of these places, they were told to say that people were actually wanting the Confederate monuments come down. More about this tomorrow at 3. You know what I mean? And like, so they plant the seed, thought seeding is what we call it. And they actually like, what if nobody had an issue with it all? You know, like I don't remember people ever asking like to take them down or to get rid of the Confederate flag until they were told to have an opinion about it by the mainstream media.
Exactly. It didn't seem to be a problem when Obama was in office for 8 years. Nobody was running around trying to tear down monuments. Why is it suddenly a problem now? Well, it's because Trump got in. He's a nationalist. The globalists are pissed about that. So they're using it through these foundations and networks and their little agents on the ground, which we've seen, especially in Berkeley, these communists running around trying to stir people up, get people fighting with each other. And they're not really going after the real problem.
Look at the progressive movement, right? A month ago, it was the Confederate flag that was the symbol of racism.
Yeah.
And now where are we?
That's the American flag.
It's the American flag.
They keep working their way up. Now, as we end our program today, I just want to let everybody know, I said program, I should have said show. I don't like using the word program because I don't think we're programming people. I think we're enlightening people. We're showing them.
People can see that. You know, we don't have anyone really telling us,
no teleprompter
to talk about it. And because of that, sometimes it's all over the place.
Right.
We're giving you what we think, what's happening in the world.
Exactly. So we got some big sales at InfoWarsStore.com where you can go and support everything we do here. We got Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off, the Alexa Pure Breeze at 20% off, Alexa Pure Pro water filters. So you got air filters and water filters, both 20% off right now. Emrex Essential Packs, which are the line of toothpaste and deodorant and mouthwash and soap, other things that you can use to keep yourself clean, 50% off those, and 35% off our popular Brain Force Plus formula.
My favorite.
The promo code SUPERCHARGE. Outlaw Morgan, we have about a minute 20 left. You got the floor.
Lord, here's the deal. I want to tell everybody this. You need to be prepared. You need to be consciously awake for November 4th. November 4th, I've been following it through the internet. I'm seeing where Anonymous is talking about some things that may be occurring. Hopefully, this is just going to be a day of rage and it's not going to be an issue. It's going to be a flop. But however, we do see that Antifa has grown strong in numbers. They're actually about 50,000 people strong across the United States. That's nothing to sleep on. One thing I want to point out is they are the direct result of the indoctrination within the schooling system. They are the manifestation of what happens to children when the liberal progressives take over, you know, our academia. These people are riddled within their guilt, their feelings, and whatever else is that there is. And I don't know what their end game is here, but I do know that they actually implement violence. So I don't take them lightly. I used to laugh at them just like everybody else. But however, you know, nobody laughs when chihuahuas create a big pack of like 100 dogs. And imagine an 80-pound chihuahua. That's pretty serious. With that being
said,
this
has been a plan going for a long time. It started in the early 1900s when the progressives wanted to take over education and change the way our society is here in America. And that's how they got World War One, World War Two, and all the other wars. Now they're trying to start a war here on our soil. Thanks for joining us, Outlaw Morgan. You're watching The War Room. We'll see you next time.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/